Fourth week, second day, when you and your prayer become one. Flash on flash of truth burst upon him. As the lightning lightens the heavens, even so the truth illumined his soul, until he knew no barrier of flesh or of time or of circumstance between himself and the truth as he beheld it. For he was carried on an odyssey of the soul impossible to describe. As he seemed to rise, it was not space that flitted past him, but living things and all. All were growing with the speed of light, bursting from bloom to ripen fruit, the fruit in turn bearing more seeds, which scattered again into their new fulfillment. The vastness and the increase could not be measured. All around were heavenly colors, lights, fragrance, and sound. Truth was not perceived by him, was not comprehended, or caught, or wished for, or seen through a glass darkly. He had become, for the first time, the full instrument of truth. Then gently he returned to earthly consciousness, hearing the familiar purr of his clock on the mantel shelf. The hands pointed to almost the same time they recorded when he last looked. The study was still, and he was alone. Suddenly he prayed, "O splendor of God, while I yet behold that consummate triumph of truth, grant me the memory of this moment forever, for this moment is the only real time in eternity." He did not speak or really think of those words. He was the prayer, and in his heart, now glowing like a flame, he had but one desire: to express in deed and thought that flash of divine revelation to the glory of God for the rest of his days. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 63, verses 1 through 7. O God, thou art my God, earnestly will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and weary land where no water is. So I have looked upon thee in the sanctuary, to see thy power and thy glory. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. So will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. For thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice.